So, we're doing the Gemara Chesed days again. The father, a son hits his father and kills him by accident. So, does he go to Galus? The Mishnah says he does. There's another Braisa which says he doesn't. Because since in hitting your father, there's an Isser in the hitting itself, not only in the killing, therefore, somehow, the halacha of Galus doesn't apply to him. Okay? So, I mean, exactly particulars. Let's go through this a little bit and see how it pans out. With the ideas. But let's just get the facts of the matter. So basically, if it's Dira, does the son hitting his father go to Galus? Does he not go to Galus? So it says, Rabbi Kahana, Lokasha, Harav Shimon Harav. Turns out it's the old Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham. Okay, what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is about what is more Chamar. You have four Mises Basin. Stoning, skila, srefa, some sort of burning, hot coals down your throat, saif, beheading, chanek, strangling. Okay? So the question, there's a question, what's more chamor? So there's one question, what's the most chamor? Everyone agrees that that skila and srefa are more chamor than saif and chanek. They're worse. Maybe whatever that means. More painful, apply to more chamor the kaveras. I mean, the nafkamina is like if a guy is chayiv, if let's say two guys are mixed up, and you're not sure who's chayiv, shakil, who's chayiv, shrefa. So I think the halacha is you give them both a lesser one. Because they're not, you know, it's enough for you, because he doesn't deserve such a stringent thing. It's a worse onus. So it's interesting the halacha is in its own right. But so everyone agrees, skila and shrefa, stoning and burning, are worse, more chamor than chanek and saif. Within the top two and the bottom two, there's machlokas. Okay, so we're in the bottom two here. So machlokas shem lachacham, and what's more chamor, chanek or saif? Okay, chanek or saif. Now saif, a murderer gets saif. Okay, a murderer gets saif. It's one of the few things. I think you're in yachas. Also, I think everyone gets saif. So it's not a common. I think it's the least common of the Mrs. Basman. So murderer gets. That's an important point here. Murderer gets saif. Beheaded. Someone who hits his father, mother, gets chanek. Chayv misa gets chanek. Okay? Chanek, strangling. Okay, those are the important facts here. Okay. So now, so which one's more chamor? So it says, Reb Shimon d'amar chanek chamor misayef. Reb Shimon holds chanek is worse. Chanek is worse. So when you hit your father, when you kill your father, so what you're doing is you're doing two things. First of all, you're killing a person, which is saif, which is a less stringent donash, and you're also hitting your father, right? Because you're killing him through hitting him. You're hitting your father, which is even a more chamor onash, which is chanek. You're doing both of them simultaneously. So he says, so what's going to happen? Shiga saif in la kapara. The shkaga on saif that you do lends itself to kapara, because the Torah gives kapara for if you do a saif avera, killing, mishogig, the Torah gives you a kapara. But shigas chanek, like a kapara. But the Torah never says, you never see anywhere that you can have a kapara for a shigaga of a chanek, which is machamor. So it's going to turn out that you can't go to Galus because you did your crime involved not only killing somebody, it also involved hitting your father, which is a more stringent thing. So you can't go as a machaper, you're not going to have a kapara. Right? That's Rabbi Shimon. But the Rabbanan, the Saif Chamor Chanek, according to the Rabbanan, they say Saif is worse. So, Horeg of Bishogeg, so if you kill your father Bishogeg, Shiga Saifu, then the killing is Saif. That deserves Kapara. Shiga Saif, you didn't like Kapara. So you're going to get Kapara, so you go to Galus. And you also did a lesser crime. Okay, fine. It's a lesser crime also. Whatever. It's not going to stop you from going to Galus. You deserve a Kapara because the crime you did, the more major crime that you did, is Saif. And that has Kapara. Right, but if the more major crime is hitting your father, which is chanek, so then you're going to have a problem because you can't really get the kapara. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rashi is like this: the Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Besanajim Berdal Misos Chanek Kamar Misayef Ul Didei Horogis Avim Bechanek. So let's say you purposely kill your father. Okay, so you're purposely doing two crimes at the same time. you're first of all killing a person, which is a saif crime, and you're also purposely hitting your father, which is a chanek crime. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the chanek is more chamor. So then, I guess the chanek. Tzchanek, the Tanan, Misha Schaif Shnei Misha Spazni, and the Mechamura. So if a person does a crime, two crimes simultaneously, he gets the more chamor, more stringent donash. Rehore Gavim Chayev Shnei Misos. If you kill your father, you chayev too. Sheh Ose Chabura Bavim Min HaNechmakim. And, because if you make a wound on your father, you get chanek. Vimaki HaNefesh Min HaNeharagim. And when you kill somebody, you get harag. Harag is another word for Saif, by the way. Harag and Saif are the same thing. So here you're wounding your father and you're killing. If he was on purpose, you'd be a chanek. His shigigah doesn't have a kapara of galas because he's doing chanek. Chanek's more chamor. If nitna Torah's kapara the shigigah sayef shu kawa, if the Torah gave kapara for a shigah of sayef, which is weak. Lo nitna kapara l'shigas chanek. You don't have any reason to say the Torah is going to give a kapara for chanek. Chanek's more chamor, right? But lo rabban dami sayef chamor chanek. Horeg avishig asayef. But according to rabban, say a sayef is worse than if you kill your father. The more stringent thing you're doing is killing, which is sayef. Shari ilu mezin ha yinita v'chamor. If he was mezin, you'd get the stringent one. She sayef v'shigas sayef nitna kapara v'galos. So then he gets galak kapara because the main crime he did is sayef, and sayef gets kapara. That's it. Okay, so he's saying is that's the machlokas between the Mishnas, or between the Limudim, the one which says that the father goes to Galus, son goes to Galus, or his father, our Mishnah, is holding that Saif is more chamor. Since Saif is more chamor, so the primary crime is one of Saif, and therefore he's going to get called Galus. But in the other Bryce, the other Limud, Maki Aviv, Maki Nefesh, from the problem of Maki Aviv, says that Sabaki Aviv is more stringent because Chanek is more stringent. So therefore, you're not going to. There's nothing. You don't see that you can get a kapara. Okay, that's the gemara. To me, there's a problem. I'm not saying there's a problem. Is that why don't you just say you're doing two different things, right? Let's say I kill someone while a person is doing a zara or something. I don't know. Like whatever. They're two different crimes, which happen to coincide. And treat each one, and it's all right. I mean, Galus is specifically for killing Meshavim. And I did that. And I get a kapara for that. Now, why? But I did Chanek also. And I don't deserve kapara for that. Okay, fine. So you're not going to get kapara for that. All right, well, let's say an Oveda Zara kills Meshavim. So he's going to get kapara for... He's going to go to Mikla, and he's going to get a kapara for that, right? But is he going to get kapara for Oveda Zara? No. But why would that prevent him from going to Mikla? Kapara doesn't have to be an all or none type of a thing. They're two different crimes. He gets a kapara for one crime, and he has to get the kapara for the other crime. So what's the difference? Whether it's, sure, this is chamor, that's chamor. Either way, bottom line is, for the killing of your father. Look, the truth is another problem. Let's say in different avera, which is saif. Do you get a kapara galus for that? No. Galus is specifically for murder. Peshogig, right? Let's say, for instance, you hold saif is more chamor, right? So you get a kapara for that. Now, let's say I just hit my father with shogeg. Do I go to Galus? Because it's a more light punishment. Or any other chanek? I sleep with Nesh Zesh. It's chanek. So do I get it also? Do I go to Galus for that? No. Because chanek Galus is specifically for Rotzeach B'Shkaga. So everything else should simply be irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. Whether, okay, I did two things. One of them is in the Parsha of Galus. The other one has nothing at all to do with the Parsha of Galus. Whether that other one is more stringent, less stringent, irrelevant. Final one is Galus is for a specific crime that you do in Bishogi. What crime is that? Killing a person. And whether I simultaneously do another crime, who cares? Who cares? Stringent, less stringent, like the whole... The whole basis for this discussion seems to be something we're not getting. Right? I think that's a big problem here. It's like it just doesn't, it's almost like you read the sugya, you don't know what it's talking about. You feel like you're like in the dark. It doesn't really, right? It's like confusing. Sometimes it's a good point. It's an important point in methodology. I mean, I'm not sure what the answer to it is. Sometimes when you do a sugya, you just kind of feel like you don't get it. But oftentimes you're not getting it is because these are the problems in the sugya. You know, like sometimes you don't get something. Like I have this experience, especially when I do different new areas. Like I'm doing Torah now. I started doing Torah. So sometimes you're just confused. Like, what is going on here? You know, and sometimes you feel like it's because you just don't know the area. You don't have any facts. So you just feel like you're just confused. It's just really confusing. But then, like, oftentimes this happens. And he'll, like, look at a grizz or something, you know. And he'll ask the same questions. Sometimes he will. Sometimes he doesn't. You know, so sometimes we're really confused because we're just confused. We don't know what we're talking about. On tomorrow, we know the first thing about it. Other times, it's because we're actually asking good questions. These are the problems in the sugya which help you get, you know. But it's, like, kind of hard to know sometimes. You know, but I feel like if you're confused, it's important to try at least to assume that you're confused because the sugya is confusing, not because you just don't know anything. Sometimes sugyas are tricky. And even the, you know, sugyas have problems and you have to work them through. Figure out your source of confusion and see if you could say, oh, I must be mistaken in some premise here and that's why I'm confused, you know. I mean, sometimes you just don't have the facts. I mean, that's part of the problem. You don't always know. It's not always easy to tell. But yeah, so I think this is one of these things. It's like it's hard to really get it, but I think like you, it's like you don't really understand pshat because you think it's pshat. It makes sense pshat level. It doesn't really make sense on pshat level. You need an idea here, you know. If you look at the Rashi, so because it turns out even the sheet that was holding chenek is more chamor, and you don't get galus. He's not just saying pasha you don't get galus because you did chenek and it's more chamor. He has a limud. Right, so maybe we should look at that. But it's in his framework. So what's his limud? His limud is Make Nefesh. Right? Prat Lamake Yavet. So it says, Shalokhi of Golas Elamisha Ka'aso Taliyah B'Nefesh. Only Chayagol is someone who is hitting, the crime of hitting is dependent upon whether you kill him or not. Shayna Chayav Elam Ken Harga. You're the Chayav, you kill him. Yotza Make Yavet Shu Chayav Elam Misha. Chabur Alma, as opposed to hitting your father, where you chayv even with the chabur alone. Because saga day after my living galus, I feel harga. Sounds like you're knocking off the galus as soon as you go. So I don't know, the whole thing is hard to understand. I mean, I'm just translating the Rashi, but it's not clear what he's saying.
We have another question on Rashi, and maybe we could use this Rashi to help us. But what he's saying is that it's only by Make Nefesh, where the crime or the hitting is contingent on killing him, Make Nefesh, as opposed to by a father, where the Haka'a is even if you don't kill him, right? But why don't you say that the same question we asked him before, is that by Make of your father, the crime of killing him is only when you kill him. There's a separate crime when you hit him. But that's a totally separate thing, a separate parsha. Like, what does it mean? Like, the crime is even if you don't actually kill him, even if you hit him. I mean, it's a different crime. We're talking about shogeg and galus is for tzicha, and killing your father is when you actually kill him. Hitting him, that's a different answer. Different answer. Nothing to do with this. So, altogether, the limud is funny. So I think similar to Yona. This is on your path here, and I don't have it fully worked out. But maybe let's get the ball rolling today. Maybe we'll see if we can nail it down a little better tomorrow. But I'm thinking you can deduce from the sugya and from Rashi and from the Gemara, from the questions of the sugya, is that you don't look at it as two separate things. If you kill your father, it's not pshat that you're hitting your father and you're also killing a bystander simultaneously. But it's like when the Torah says you can't hit your father, it's like you can't even hit him. You know, it's like you're not allowed to kill people. But hitting them isn't really the crime. I mean, it's a different crime, but you know, it's not misa. It's not a crime of misa. But it's saying is by your father, it's like even if you just hit him, even if you don't go all the way and you don't kill him, you're chayev chenek right away, you're chayev misa right away. It's like, and the killing your father is like an extended hitting of your father. It's like they're not two different crimes, like totally separate crimes. But it's like there's a spectrum of they're attacking your father. And it's saying is that by regular person, it's Make Nefesh. It's only really the crime of Make when you kill him. Otherwise, it's whatever, different person. But by your father, it's like the Isser begins, the killing Isser, like, so to speak, begins, even if you just hit him. And if you go all the way and you kill him, you're killing your father. You don't just say it's like you're killing a regular guy.
it's like the full form of Machiavelli. You're hitting him to the point of killing him. But it's like the, you can't, hitting your father, attacking your father is a different chalos than just hitting a regular nefesh. Machiavelli nefesh, probably Machiavelli. Machiavelli is a different thing. So even if you kill your father, you don't just say, I did two things. I wounded my father, and then I also killed a regular guy. But you say, I've taken the hitting of my father to the fullest extreme. I'm doing a crime of hitting my father. Right? Now, if you tell me that Chanek is more chamor than Sayef, then the nature of your crime is now killing my father. Which is a chenek crime, which is more stringent than regular killing a regular guy. It's not like two separate crimes. I'm killing my father, and then I'm also separately doing hitting my father, and I'm also separately killing a regular guy. Because then just treat each one separately. What I'm saying is your crime becomes, you're not allowed to even hit your father when you hit him as chenek, and you've gone further. You've killed your father. So it's like you've taken the crime of hitting him to the furthest degree. You hit him to death. You killed him. It's like the fullest extent of the Israel of hitting your father, and that killing is the chenek. It's, I mean, there's no, you don't get upped in an onesh, but you're involved in the fullest form of the avera of chenek. And the Torah never gave kapara for that avera. If you don't separate out, and the premise of my question is like, you separate them out. Two different things, independent things. You're hitting your father, that's chenek, and then forget that. Now you're just killing a regular guy. The regular guy, so the sayef, so forget about everything else, and just look at that. What I'm saying is, you're not doing two activities. Hitting is the extent, the full extent of your killing him is the full extent. But the Torah is saying is, you're chayiv even if you don't actually kill him. It's not like Rashi, it's not totally in the reaching the point of death. You're even chayiv at a lesser point. Even for the hitting, you're chayiv. Right? The makah isn't tuluy of a nefesh. So, but it's, if you do kill him, it's not a separate thing. It's the fullest realization of Machiavelli. If you're attacking your father to death, to the fullest extent. But the point is that you don't say then that if you do that, you don't say that you're hitting killing your father, and you're also killing a person. You don't say that. But why not?
Conceptually, why should you link those two together?
Why should you? Well, why should it be together? Because
you did a really bad hit and you killed a person.
I know, but the really bad hit is the killing. It's like, it's not just quantitatively really bad. It's the quality of killing your father. So you killed your father. So you don't separate it out. So you killed your father and you killed the separate guy. It's the really bad hit. There's a quality of killing your, the really bad becomes a quality of killing your father. But it's like the full blown avera of hitting your father. You don't then say you're also doing a lesser avera of killing a regular guy. See, it could be that he's saying that if Sayef is Chamor, no, because if Sayef is Chamor, so then you'll say you do the full blown hitting your father. But hitting your father doesn't get Sayef. Gets Chanuk, it's a lesser crime. So now that you went to the point of killing him, so basically it's basically the crime of killing. There's no value. You're not going to say, well, it's just a full blown hitting, because the hitting is just a Chanuk. So apparently it's the same, but now you're getting Sayef. So apparently it's a new quality of killing. It's a separate thing. You're killing. It's killing your father, killing someone else who really cares. The nature of what you're doing is killing. It's not, there's no. Whereas if chenek is like a higher level thing, so then you say it's like a higher type of a crime. You're involved in the crime of chenek. And then that's even when you hit him, you're involved in that crime. Now when you hit him to death, you say you're certainly involved in that crime. That's the nature of what you're involved in. But if it's a lesser crime, hitting your father, so then when you kill him, you've transcended the realm of hitting, and which is a sayef, which is a chenek realm, and you've entered the realm of killing, which is the regular same thing as anybody else. You know, and that's going to be a hitting of Saif, in which case Torah has a kapara for that. I'm saying the limud is teaching you that point, that you say that killing your father is the full extent of hitting your father. You don't say they're two separate things. It's hitting your father, and that's like a separate thing. It's a maisa haka, but hitting your father is like a, and killing your father are two like degrees on the same spectrum. It's the fullest extent of hitting your father. You could have said, you could have separated. You could have said there's two separate things. There's a ma'asaka of your father, and then there's a totally separate thing, is that his life is like anybody else. And killing him is just a normal crime of killing. If you look at two separate crimes, so then you never say this. But it's teaching you make nefesh velo make aviv. It means that if the make is a make aviv, that's not make nefesh. That's a different crime. That's already, any time you're hitting your father, that's not make nefesh. Make nefesh velo make aviv. But maybe you kill your father. No, that's not make nefesh. That's make aviv to the fullest extent. It's a different crime. That's the limit, is that if it's excluding from Maki Nefesh, if you hit your father, even if you kill your father, it's not called Maki Nefesh. It's called Maki Aviv plus, fullest Maki Nefesh. But that only makes sense if you tell me Chedek is more Chamor, because you'll say it's like souped up form of Chamor Onesh. But if hitting your father is a lesser one, it doesn't make sense to say, I'm not killing, I'm just doing a souped up hitting of my father. Because then you only get Chedek. But you see, you're involved in killing, so the father doesn't really play into the thing. You're really just killing. So you're doing the crime of killing. So killing has a galus. And the limud is makyav. It's a limud here by Makos, by galus. But it's telling you that there is a person which is not the crime of makyanefesh. It's writing it with a riboy to show you Make Nefesh. I guess it could have just said Make. I don't know, however it would have said it. But it's a limud, it's like an extra word to show you it's not so simple. Not every time you kill, killing is galus. But only Make Nefesh. There is a case which, because of the nature of the area, which is teaching you, which is looks like Make Nefesh, but it's not Make Nefesh, it's something other. Now that's because it's telling you that not all killing is killing. Sometimes killing is an advanced form of Make Aviv. So it's teaching you that, but the nafkamina is vis-a-vis galus. I mean, it doesn't really make a difference in terms of this. It's teaching you the extent of makay nefesh.
That's fine.
The reason why your potter
kapara
is for the crime of saif, of killing.
It's not for
no, it's for tzicha. And it works for tzicha. But that's if your crime is tzicha. If your crime becomes a souped up crime and a different crime and now becomes a crime of Maki Aviv, an advanced Maki Aviv, then it's not Ritzicha anymore, it's a different crime. But you can't say it's that crime because you can include in Ritzicha a lesser crime, doesn't say that's the nature of my crime. Doesn't overshadow the Ritzicha. Because the Ritzicha stands strong because it's its own thing in a Schamor. But if the Ritzicha is weaker, so now you'll say I'm involved in a different crime. I'm involved in Maki Aviv to the fullest extent, which overshadows the Ritzicha, so I'm not involved in the Ritzicha anymore. I'm involved in a higher level crime. But you only say that if it's a higher level crime. If it's a lesser crime, you don't say it's... We'll think about it for tomorrow, see if we get it clear. And then if the next further thing about it, I think may be related. Okay, so I told you that. It's just a short one more thing.